When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's a play to play. He is out. Hey, he is out. What a play by Derek Jeter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back to WFAN. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard on this brutal night of baseball. As Kevin Dexter was just telling us, brutal night of baseball for both our Mets and our Yankees here in New York. I mean, it's almost like, how would you rather lose? Would you rather lose like the Yankees fashion, where you had them down to their last pitch? Or would you rather lose 14-2 and not have a chance in the game? I'm taking the Yankees loss, the way that they lost, over the Mets' way that they lost. But, yeah, I mean, I know there's going to be a bunch of callers calling up tonight that are, you know, just waiting to place blame on somebody for this torrid stretch. And, of course, it's exacerbated by the way that they lost tonight, of course. I get it. But, you know, it's the players that you have to start to blame. It's the players that are not, I hate this saying, but playing up to the back of their baseball cards. So at the stroke of midnight, we say goodbye to Brian Rascona and hello to Alex Azarm behind the glass tonight. So give him a call, 888-808-1019. I go in the order that you called. So the next one up is going to be Damon in the Bronx. Damon, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
All right. How are you?
All right. We're going to agree to disagree. Okay. I agree. Judge has to have a plays meeting without a doubt.
Yes.
But at the same time, Boone has to be held accountable. Fundamental baseball, who's the manager? Who's running practices? I mean, I don't mind the losing streak. I really don't. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the lack of hustle, mm-hmm. night after night, the errors, I mean, this is not Yankee baseball. And, the players may love Boone. That's because he's not getting their rear ends. I mean,
well, that would be
as much as
that would be inappropriate, I think.
Right, but you know
kidding.
What I mean.
I know, David, I'm just kidding.
I know. But it's, you know, I mean, listen, I've been watching them for a very long time, and can I sit here and tell you who I'd like to see be the next coach? No, but I think Boone's got to go. Something has to happen here.
Well, that's the thing, Damon. You can't just fire the guy and not have a plan B. We're not even halfway through the season. There's still 18 games over 500.
Yes, but they're also, since June 13th, they're 5-14 now, the worst record in baseball. I mean, that's, I'll agree to a certain point, but the lack of hustle, Billy Martin would be rolling over in his grave right now.
Well, actually, George would be. Right, so I totally understand. I get it, and I totally get it. And they would go out there and yank him out by their earlobes, and they'd yank him out of these types of games. I get it. The game has changed, and I was listening to the broadcast, especially after the Volpe thing where he didn't run home. You know, it was Joe Girardi, Paul O'Neill, and Michael Kay in the booth for Yes Tonight. I was watching it on TV at home, and they said, I forget who said it to who, O'Neill to Girardi or Girardi to O'Neill, but they said, oh, is Boone going to talk to him on the way in? And then Boone didn't talk to him on the way in, and I think it was Girardi who answered and said, no, they're going to leave that up to the position coaches to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the change needs to happen there first. Maybe.
Something. I mean, listen, we can't blame hitting coaches because we've been doing that for how many years? Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to work. So,
yeah.
I mean, I hope they get back on track. I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know if they're going to get there because it's like one of the – like you look at a team like the Orioles, young team.
Yeah.
They got fire in them. This team – They seem to have some fire and then it just died out. And I mean, listen, you know, again, Judge has to do something. I agree. And they have to start playing to the back of the cards. But the manager also, you know, he has to do something here. He's just as much as to blame as the players.
All right, what do you want to see? This is a solution based show. Tell me two things you want to see from him.
From Boone?
Boone.
I want to see Boone stop playing Goombaya. And I want him to get on his plays. I want him to, you know, listen, sit him down. You did it to Gleyber.
Yeah.
The next guy up, anybody who doesn't hustle, bench him.
I like
him.
It.
Send a message.
Hey, Damon, I like it. See, we agree. I like it. Bench him. I mean, DJ LeMahieu, what is he contributing to this team anyway at this point? Who cares? You know? Bench Volpe. Let him think about it. Let him study up the rules of the game. I'm with you. Let's do it. But the point being, like you said, Aaron Boone has already showed the propensity to do that. He did it, what was it, 2 weeks ago? With Gleyber Torres. And Gleyber Torres came back and he started playing better. He sat two games and he started playing better. Like, I didn't believe it until I looked up the numbers before I got on, just before I got on air tonight. Gleyber was playing better. So, yeah, so he showed you he can do it. So let's see. I don't think Volpe's playing tomorrow. I have to go out there out of the limb and say this because day game after night game, give him a breather after what happened today. I don't think you'll see Volpe in the lineup tomorrow. That's just me, though. 888-808-1019. Bobby in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Hi, Danielle. I really enjoy listening to you, but I totally agree with this judge and Aaron Boone thing. The judge, first of all, doesn't even deserve to be captain the way he's hitting the postseason. I mean, the guy's a 200 hitter. He hit 063 in his last playoff series. So I don't really let him worry about hitting the postseason before screaming his players. Number one. Number two, I think any sport, just, you know, any sport, coach has to take responsibility when there's a lack of hustle and a lack of days to play. You know, the players don't fear him. You know, they do that because they have no culpability.
Yeah.
And let me just talk about the wannabe G. Michael, lifetime general manager. Okay. At the beginning of the year, okay, I wanted Corbin Burns on this lineup.
Yes, okay? Me too.
Yeah, I heard you. I remember you telling me that. Now, look at Spencer Jones right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting 250, right?
Yep.
Dominguez and Stanton are both hurt. And it's actually a disgrace that he's not even brought up. And he refused to give this guy for the ace of a division rival. Now, I could see, this is what I could see happening. And I'll let you go. I know it's Battle of the Colts.
Yeah.
Hill, Rodan, and Cortez on a row. That's half your total starts.
Yep.
Okay? So they're not going to be better than 500, if that. And they win their 90 games. And they'll play Minnesota or Kansas City. Minnesota, we know, is a given. They'll get out of the wild card round. But they're going to face Baltimore in the second round. 2019, he refused to trade Andrew Hart and Frazier for Cole.
Yeah.
So this, and Cole destroyed us in game three of the swing game, which turned around that whole series. Okay, so this is like 2.0 again. I can see Corbin Burns being a difference in that series.
Mm-hmm.
They have Rodriguez and Kramer, who got bombed against Texas last year in the playoffs. They're going to be very motivated, Baltimore, this year.
Yeah, of course. You know, they're young, Bobby, and they're athletic, and they're built the right way for this iteration of Major League Baseball. The Yankees are not. They're slow. They're lumbering on the base paths. I mean, this is a game that the rules have changed. You can't throw over more than twice to first base to pick off a runner, or else on the third time you got to get him. The bases are physically bigger. Like, I know it's perspective, but the bases, if you could think of, like, so I used to work in a pizzeria in high school, and I used to have to fold, we used to have box folding competitions, okay? So think of like a regular size pizza box, you know, and then like the small size one. The new bases are a size in between them. It's like if there was a medium size, it'd be in between that. That's the size of the bases. So the base paths are actually shorter. The Yankees are not really built for it. Built for that. Whereas, you know, the Orioles are. And the Orioles are going to give the Yankees a problem late in the season. For sure they are. And maybe you want to go ahead and put some blame on Cashman. I'll allow it. But man, bullpen ERA in this 20-game stretch, 5.33. Volpe hitting 125 over his last seven. Stroman can't make it. He can't see the fifth inning. Carlos Rodon's got a 12 ERA. I mean, what more can you do? And Boone put his best three relievers out there tonight. What more can you do? 888-808-1019. Alex in Belleville, New Jersey is weighing in. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, Danielle?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Danielle, everyone's talking about Boone accountability, which I agree 1,000%. But at the end of the day, I mean, no one's saying, look at our closer. I mean, our closer's Boone, 5 saves. It's always 0-2. One strike left. He's about to end the game. The fans get up.
Yep.
You know, they're waiting for strike three.
Yep.
He either walks the guy, gets a hit, and then, you know, and then again, our defense is not built for that closer. That closer is not a power. You know, he's not going to get in there and strike somebody out.
Yep.
He's depending on the defense for a ground ball, double play, whatever, and he always gets someone on base. If you don't supply two to three runs, he's not gonna close the game. So what are we thinking about? We're gonna win the World Series? No way on earth.
Yeah, the only way you're going to do it is if the starting pitching hangs on and hangs on enough and the bats come alive. That's the formula. That is the Yankees' identity right now.
Yeah, but I mean, take note, because again, at the end of the day, in the playoffs, the games slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Your starting pitching, they're giving a little bit more lenient to kind of end the whole play the whole entire game. You know what I mean? So you weigh on your bullpen. Mm-hmm. Your bullpen gets. And you don't need the whole team to hit. One or two people to be really hot, carry the team, because A-Rod did it himself in 2009. It wasn't like anybody else was on, you know, on fire. It was A-Rod by himself. He carried the team.
Yeah.
And if you notice, the first half of the year, it was Juan Soto was hot. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge was batting a buck 90.
That's right. And no one talked about it because Juan Soto was so hot. I talked about it here. I know.
Mm-hmm. And our pitching staff, mm-hmm. It was the pitching staff that carried, and the bullpen. It was doing excellent.
That's right.
That's why they were winning. They met up against Boston, and then ever since we met up in Boston, everything came down, mm-hmm. downhill. And again, it was our closer. They didn't close the game in Boston, and everything else went downhill after that.
But you know what, Alex, too, and that's a good observation there, but you know what else, too? And I never thought I would ever, ever in this world ever say this. The Yankees are really missing the bat of Giancarlo Stanton. They are. I mean, really. I know that sounds like crazy, right? Because how many times have we taken the Giancarlo Stanton needs to go calls, you know? But the last game he played in was June 22nd. And the last seven games leading up to that game, he was hitting .375. Last 15 games, .300 before that. I'm looking at the numbers. So this bat is severely and sorely missed in this lineup. And the fact that yeah, I'll put this on Boone and company. They keep putting Verdugo in hitting fourth. I can't watch it anymore. I can't watch that anymore. Verdugo was brought in to lengthen this lineup. 6-7, not four. It's a short lineup. And a lineup, by the way, where 84% of voters told me in a poll on Twitter at Coach McCartan. 84% of voters said we don't have any confidence in Soto, Judge, and Verdugo to get it done in the bottom of the 10th. That's a problem. But there's nothing Aaron Boone can do about that. Could he now? No. 888-808-1019. Ray in Brooklyn's up on the Fan. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Danielle. Thank you for taking my call. I'm always grateful. Listen, I spoke to you last week as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I almost don't know where to begin here. But let me address that caller, right? I believe his name is Brian, who made an asinine statement and said that Aaron Judge does not deserve to be captain solely on the fact that he's hitting 200
Ray,
in baseball. So
I totally ignored that part because it's so ridiculous. Yes, you're right.
Yes. So basically, he brought up batting average, which nobody seems to care about these days. Now I do. But like when you right. So me too. So, because I'm old school like that, like you. So, but listen, the rest of the planet doesn't seem to care. So why would he bring that up? But when you look at it by the numbers, Aaron Judge is about at a 50 home run, 100 RBI pace, give or take, throughout his playoff career. So he's not like been terrible. And he had a huge series against the Red Sox in 18 when the Red Sox beat the Astros and won the title. He was hitting about .450 that series with three homers. Nobody else joined the party, but nobody wants to bring that up. And then in 2017, he and Gary Sanchez, you know, carried that team to Game 7 in the championship series. So it's not like, you know, so some of the narrative is ridiculous surrounding him when it comes to that. And that's not the criteria to be a captain.
That's exactly.
Had not been in the playoffs.
Right. That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, since when do we start assigning captainship based on how you perform in the playoffs? I mean, come on. That's just silly.
Yeah, so Daniel, I'm glad you agree with me. All in all, that was a blasphemous and asinine call. But the reason why I really called, and somebody hit on it right before, and but listen, Clay Holmes, I'm so tired of people referring to him as a great closer or like borderline great closer. Look, he's got five blown saves during this stretch, you know, this recent stretch where the Yankees have been playing bad baseball. So, like, he single-handedly is preventing the Yankees from winning series, because when they're losing 2 out of 3, if the guy's not blowing 5 out of his last, like, 7 saves, we're winning 5 of those series, even though we're not playing well. So the everyday players are not playing well, but Clay Holmes cannot... He cannot make matters worse and exacerbate matters by blowing 5 saves like within a month span or less.
Ray, you know what I call him?
What's that?
Heart Attack Holmes. That's my nickname for him. I'm going to trademark that.
Yeah, no, let me tell you, that's definitely. And you know what? I was getting heart attacks, but now I kind of expect it. But that's a great call by you. But listen, the Yankees definitely. You need to do something about Clay Holmes. And look, there were like 2 years back to back. I don't know if you recall, but we were calling him the Chuck Knoblauch of pitchers, because he couldn't throw the ball over the plate. He was throwing it to the backstop. He was hitting people. He could not get the ball over the plate. So this guy, you know, it's not like he's not on a bad stretch. Like a couple of the personalities, you know, on radio say, hey, you know, he's in a bad stretch. No. Good closes blow 5 saves over the course of 162, not over the course of 1 month. And when he started the season hot, he was in a good stretch. I'm not saying he's in a bad stretch, but he's just doing what Clay Holmes does for the most part. And, well, you know, Ray, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in here. And Clay Holmes, he's allowed at least one run in 5 of his last 7 outings dating back to June 13th. That's from Talking Yanks. 8 earned runs in 6 2/3 innings pitch. That's good for a 10.80 ERA in that span. It's not good. It's not what you want to see. It's absolutely not what you want to see. And here's another thing. What you also don't want to see. The throwing error by Valdez gifted the Yankees a win tonight until it didn't. I'm J.D. McCartan, and man, holy base running with this New York Yankees team. How did they forget how to run? The lack of fundamentals is alarming.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
High in the air toward deep left field. No doubt about this one. Over the picnic area. It's gone. The 6th home run of the year for David Wright.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Into WFAN, just really settling in a brutal loss by both the Yankees and the Mets tonight. Did you know that this is a tweet that has 1 million views from the Pittsburgh Pirates official account? It says, we hit so many home runs that we ran out of fireworks, period. We're being serious, period. The Pittsburgh Pirates hadn't hit more than 5 home runs in a home game since 1947. They hit 7 tonight. That's embarrassing. But I don't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that the Mets lost by almost 2 touchdowns, or the fact that the Yankees can't seem to run the bases like little leaguers know how to. I mean, that throwing error by Valdez gave the game away to them, and they were like, no, we're good. Like, I have seen enough of DJ LeMahieu. In that bottom of the third inning, he was hitting 183 at the moment I'm about to describe. He hit a ground ball to second base. It was bobbled. And if it wasn't for a great disrupting slide at second base, DJ LeMahieu almost got doubled off. I was watching it at home like, are you serious? Did he get hurt running down? Is that why he's so slow? Incredible. Michael Kay called it loping immediately. The word he used was loping. How do you not have the fire, the desire, the will to bust it out of the box no matter what to try to start to turn yourself around? Loping out of the box on an infield hit? There is no desire anymore from DJ LeMahieu. He's done. This man is done. You know, that made me think. I did this at a practice one time my senior year in high school. You know, we were doing that off live pitching, and it was like, all right, you're running the last one out. All right, so I was running the last one out. But I loped it to first base. And when I went to go, and I was out, of course. And when I went to go switch out my batting gloves, helmet and everything for my fielding glove, my coach, he didn't grab me, but he pulled me to the side, and he said, go run a lap around that whole complex. And I was like, what? And he was like, You heard me. You're not going to run that out? Go run around the whole place. So I did. And that wasn't even in a game situation when I should be clawing my way back out of a terrible start to my season. I mean, this was at a practice situation. Inexcusable, of course, and I never, ever did it again. Never did it until that day and never did it again. But DJ LeMahieu, what are you doing, man? And then in real time, it was like minutes later, there were two base running mistakes on the same play. DJ LeMahieu failed to get himself into a rundown to score Volpe from third. And then I'm sitting there going, would this have even mattered anyway? Because Anthony Volpe slowed down as he was coming home. Are you kidding me? This is a concept you're taught on like day one. Run hard. Run until you hear the umpire call the ball foul. Anthony Volpe said he thought the ball was foul in his post game. What? This is just inexcusable. It's fundamental baseball. And that should have been 1-0 to start the fourth. And who knows? Maybe you wouldn't even have gotten to extra innings. Anthony and DJ screwed it up. And Boone said of Volpe after the game, we talk about finishing the play all the time, and that's an area where we got to do it. Now, this was very interesting to me, and maybe we can play sound, but I did not like to hear this about DJ LeMahieu's lack of hustle. Boone said, quote, he was asked about the lack of hustle from DJ LeMahieu out of the box that we just talked about. Boone said, quote, well, the question was, did you notice it? And he said, I did not. And then I don't know whose voice that was, the reporter, but he asked it again in kind of like a different way. And Boone then doubled down and said he was hustling. I'm like, what? No way was he hustling out of that box. And even, like, I would say a quarter or even a third up the way down the line. And then Ben Rice, the ghost runner, not knowing where the ball was in the bottom of the 10th. I can't handle this. Lack of fundamentals on the base paths. Lack of hustle on the base paths. I'm waiting for that players only meeting. I don't know why it couldn't happen tonight, man. 888-808-1019. Captain Judge, where are you? Robert in Spring Lake's up next here on The Fan. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Danielle, first-time caller.
I like
long-time
that.
Long-time listener.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, this is on everybody. It's on the coaches and the players. You know, what you just brought up about Ben Rice, what was the third base coach doing?
Yep.
I mean, I really would have loved to have seen the camera on the third base coach.
Yep. Well, they said he put his hands up.
Ben Rice doesn't know where the ball is.
Yeah, Robert, they said that he put his hands up like a stop sign, so they thought that Ben Rice thought, oh, I better go back, he probably caught that. Come on.
I know.
Come on.
And then you know, everybody, the whole talking about LeMahieu and the same thing with Volpe. But here's a question. When you're, you know, little league, high school, you know, college, when you're a first base coach, you're a third base coach, would it have killed the first base coach to tell LeMahieu, listen, double play ball,
right,
you got to get in a rundown, we got to score that run. Or the third base coach to remind Volpe,
right,
hit ball hit on the ground, busted home.
Yes.
We don't want to get doubled up and lose the run.
Yep.
Most of the stuff that I was going to bring up has all been brought up, but you know, the thing that's killing me, and what you just said about Boone, I was watching the post game show, and that was brutal.
Mm.
I mean, I know he loves to protect his players, but how about he just say, yes, it concerned me.
Yes. Done.
That's not killing the player.
Done.
It's just being honest.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I think the fans wouldn't be so angry and calling for his head.
Yep.
And then you have to, you know, I think it's on Boone and Cashin that we're stuck with Holmes again,
mm-hmm,
to be a closer who's not a closer.
Well, more so Cashman, obviously, because he didn't go out. Josh Hader was available. He didn't go out and get him.
No, I know. And you know what Girardi said? I don't know if you caught this. When the inning ended, they said that Holmes threw 26 pitches. And I think Girardi and O'Neill, Girardi definitely said it. Closers shouldn't be throwing 20. Or they were talking about how many pitches he threw in the inning.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, closers shouldn't be throwing 26 pitches. I would love to know what Clay Holmes' average pitches per inning is, because it's got to be over 20 to 25 an inning, because you called them heart attack Holmes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had that Twitter poll. The other poll you should have run is in the top of the ninth. How many people believe Clay Holmes is going to close this game out without
that probably,
causing us all to have a heart attack?
Yeah, that would have been unanimous, I think.
Yeah, so I think it's on everybody. I think I think Boone's got to take a big brunt of it. When you talk about fundamentals, yeah, it's on the players. And Jeter used to say, "Don't let anyone out hustle you."
Mm-hmm.
And going real old school.
That's right.
Somebody asked Joe DiMaggio, "Why did you run out? Why did you dash out of the box when there's a routine ground ball to the second baseman?" Mm-hmm. And the guy said, and DiMaggio said, "Because I don't know. This may have been the first time the guy's ever seen me play, or the only time he'll ever see me play."
Yep.
And so I do put some of this on Boone to tell these guys, "Listen, you guys are professionals, and I think they got to do something to shake things up." I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to fire Boone, but I think the fans are tired of listening to him protect his players in these post games.
Yes,
and I agree with you when he said he was hustling.
I can't.
My friends and I were watching the game. We all wanted to vomit.
I was like, what game was he watching? Did he even see it? I mean, Robert, I know. I get it. I know. But I'm telling you right now, there's nothing that's going to change immediately. There's nothing that's going to be like, boom, this is a change immediate. So what in the immediacy, what needs to happen is these players, because you know it's not coming from the manager. These players need to step up, close the doors to the clubhouse, and get in each other's faces. That's it. Show a little fire in this skid. You lost 15 out of the last 20 games. Get in each other's faces. I need Judge to call a meeting. And maybe he's not the loud yelling type, but you know who is? I look at a guy like Verdugo. He is. I mean, this is a team that, I mean, I'm trying to think who would be the guy. Who would be the guy? Verdugo is one of those fiery kind of guys. I bet you Rodon's going to get up there and say some things. Garrett Cole probably will. Step up and do it. It's time. Because there's going to be no changes, no firings, no pink slips given out. So what can you do to mitigate this ongoing disaster? The players need to figure it out among each other. Now, no, I didn't hear Joe Girardi say that because I was here. And I had it kind of on mute and I was doing a whole bunch of things all at once. I didn't hear that, and I'm still trying to find Clay Holmes' pitches per, inning is what you asked. So I'm looking on three different websites. It's hard to do while doing a show, but I'm trying. I'm trying to look for you because apparently, according to Joe Girardi, 26 is too many. So I'm trying. I got up Baseball Savant. I've got Fangraphs open and Baseball Reference, and I got to comb through it on the next break. But I'm working. I'm trying. Let's go to Annalise in Piscataway. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Hi, Danielle. First time, long time. My name is Annalise, and I'm 10 years old. I just went to the game tonight,
uh-huh.
and there's a lot of things that I saw that should be fixed.
All right, give me your top two.
I don't think it's, the whole team is relying on Ben Rice, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that should be the case because there should be more players that the Yankees are relying on. Those are the only people that have, power hitting.
Okay, and your second thing, because I agree with you, that the rest of the lineup is totally absent other than those guys, yeah?
That was the only thing I was going to say.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, Annalise, that was a good point. Good for you. Good for bringing that up. Now get to bed. Isn't it late?
Yeah.
All right, get to bed. Good call there, Annalise. See, he came prepared, man. That was good preparation, and it's a good point. I mean, I actually looked up Ben Rice, too, myself, coming into this game. Ben Rice, over his last seven, the guy's on a tear. I talked about the other day. The days are kind of blending together. So yesterday was the 4th. I guess 2 days ago was the 4th of July. Talked about how this guy deserves to stay here. Over his last seven, he's hitting .300. The first base has unexpectedly, shall we say, become one of the least of the Yankees' problems in the wake of the Rizzo injury. So Ben Rice is holding his own, man. I know it's 46 at-bats. I get it. But All of a sudden, first base is looking all right. Deserves to stay there. He deserves to stay there. And I can't wait to see what he can blossom into with this long runway. Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's going on, John?
Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
I heard you're thinking about Fire Boone Night. I mean, who would put that together? Jeez.
I know. What an idiot.
What an idiot. I know. Oh, man. Yeah, that idiot's me.
John, that was you. Come on. You're better than that, John. Me. You're better than this.
Come on, Danielle. Starting to lose the clubhouse. You know, for all these players to be playing poorly at the same time is not just a coincidence. The players can't hit. They're having all these issues on the base paths. They're having all these issues just fielding balls. And starts with accountability. And there's no accountability. He defends the players tooth and nail when they commit lackadaisical, you know, when they're these errors that are just routine, and he's just not getting what he should out of the players. On paper, this is arguably the best team in baseball.
Which it was to start the season. This is the same lineup.
Yes, but everything's just falling apart, and for everything to fall apart this bad in this span, this last 15, 20 games, like, everything can't just fall apart at once.
Well, you know what, John, it's happening.
Like that.
But it is happening. So let me ask you, this cockamamie thing that you're trying to organize, I totally disagree with, but if they fire Boone, because, John, you're... And I respect it. You call me all the time, John.
Fire Boone, you know who?
Who?
You know who?
Who?
I want?
Tell me.
You know who I want?
Don't tell me Joe Torre. Don't tell me Joe Girardi.
No. Someone who's been a Yankee. Someone who knows how to win. Someone who needs a ring. Someone who has to finish his story. Not sure if you watch wrestling, but Cody Rhodes finished his story this year. Now it's time for Donnie Baseball, baby, to finish his story and get his ring. Come back, Donnie. We need you.
Because his Marlins are doing so good. He hung up. I didn't do that. Because I didn't touch the button. Donnie Baseball. Okay. Talk about, and I know that roster is mostly devoid of talent, too, but seriously? It's not going to happen. So maybe we should just call this the Hire Don Mattingly event, in other words. John, it's a silly idea. I can't get behind it. It's not going to enact the change that you're hoping it would. That would mean that, by the way, Don Mattingly is employed by somebody else at this point, okay? So that would mean he'd have to work himself out of that contract and get fired there to then get hired here. It's not happening this season at all. Like, that's just illogical. It's not happening. It's a stupid idea, John, and I appreciate that you call all the time, but it's a dumb idea. 888-808-1019. I found the number. Clay Holmes has thrown 574 pitches so far this year. I'm not sure if that includes tonight, because I don't know how quickly Fangraphs, updates itself. And he has thrown, so let's say going into tonight, because Baseball Reference is not up to date with tonight's stats. So 574 pitches divided by 35 innings pitched, it averages out to be 16.4 pitches per inning for Clay Holmes. So not 26. So some have been better than others. That's what that tells me. If you 16 pitches per inning, let's say he pitches, if he's a starter, he pitches, let's say, six innings, that would be 96 pitches. It's about right.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
to WFAN on this dismal night for New York baseball as I watch Luis Severino giving up one of, how many did he give up? Three home runs tonight. There's the second one. Brutal. Six innings pitched, nine hits, seven earned runs for him. 91 pitches. Just a brutal, brutal outing. And they ran out of fireworks in Pittsburgh for all the home runs that they hit. Forget Home Run Derby in Arlington this year. It was in Pittsburgh. You missed it. 888-808-1019. As we roll along with this New York Yankees, I mean, something's got to change, right? And the change is not the fire Cashman night. It's a stupid idea. They're not going to be firing their manager on July 6th when the team is still 18 games above 500. So what can they do? Well, what they can do internally is maybe before tomorrow's game. Should have happened after tonight's, but maybe everybody sleeps on it. They come back tomorrow, and then they say, don't open the clubhouse doors to the media just yet. We need to have a talk. That's what I need to see from this team. I need to see that they are playing as a team, playing together, upset with the losing. I need to see that. Because the what I'm observing with my own eyeballs and what I'm being told in the press conferences by players and the manager after the game, they're not adding up. You can't gaslight me and tell me, Aaron Boone, that you really thought DJ LeMahieu was hustling out of the box today. You can't tell me, Anthony Volpe, that you thought the ball was foul and that's why you didn't run home. That doesn't even make sense. So, yeah, it's been a busy night of callers. 888-808-1019. It's just something has to give. Losing 15 out of your last 20, dropping the first of the series to the Red Sox in a brutal fashion. And how about this? Maybe if Volpe scores that run and hustles home and DJ LeMahieu gets himself into even a little bit of a rundown in order to get that to happen, maybe the Yankees don't go to extra innings. Maybe they win the game tonight. I don't know. We'll never know. 888-808-1019. Mike in Los Angeles is listening on the free Odyssey app. What's up, Mike?
Hey, hi, Daniel. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm all right. I feel like this is like Groundhog Day because I actually spoke to you maybe around this time 2 years ago, give it like a month. And what happened? I see the Reds are like the Yankees' curse or the kryptonite because you remember like almost 2 years ago, give or take a week, they lost that series to the Reds in the ninth, and then that's when their spiral started in 2022, was afterwards, where they barely held on. And the only reason that they held on to the AL East, you remember, because the Rays actually ran out of gas when they were chasing them 2 years ago. In their infinite wisdom, and I believe Luis Castillo pitched, what does Cashman say? No, we don't need him. We'll get the vaunted Frankie Montas.
Oh, yeah, Frankie Montas, the legend.
I can't forget about that. Like, you had opportunity to get Castillo, pay the price and get it. Maybe that would have made the difference.
Yep.
You know, going forward. Like,
yep.
Playoffs,
and Mike, this pitching. Maybe we talked about this at that juncture. Castillo was the answer there. Montas, I didn't want him to begin with. I know he's long gone, but I didn't want him to begin with. I didn't want Rodon to begin with. I don't know if I can figure this out. Why can't the scouting department figure this out?
Exactly. Just the exact words we were talking about. It was like two people were. And I'm mostly like a football guy, but I just like love watching baseball in the cases. I'm like, how can I see this? But yet these people that make these millions of dollars don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like Groundhog Day. Stanton and I think LeMahieu. Now, I think LeMahieu, that might have been his full sprint because if he goes fast, he'll probably shatter like glass. Like, because it's over. It's just about done. I've never met someone like Stanton who just can't. How do you get into shape or better shape, and yet you still can't run? That makes no sense to me as a physical therapist and a personal trainer. I don't get it. I have no idea because I'm pushing 40, and I'm still doing, 5 or 6 miles every other day with sprints. I don't understand it.
Well, Mike, that's something I was thinking about that. Like, he was so good so early on, right? So it had to be the sprints and the running that you're probably not doing in season. So I'm wondering if they have to give him a day off or 2 days off, manage the workload, which I hate to say, but where he is able to get the cardio in order to maintain his body throughout the rest of the season. How's that for an idea?
Yeah, because it doesn't make logical sense even from a muscle and recovery standpoint because it's like you're doing a 5K.
Yeah,
you're going to blow your leg out if you try to do it every day, but if you did it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and give yourself time to recover, it should work out.
Right.
It just seems like more of the same, the fundamentals, the lack thereof. And it's like this team, like this injunction of them, like it seems that they can't handle prosperity well. Because like 2 years ago, they were like 62-27. And then now they had the plummet, and they're about to do the same exact thing again. You look up now, the Astros were like dead in the water. Now they're like 5 games above 500.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox are back. Like, you know, the Rays are 500. I doubt they just lay down, whatever the case is, even if it's just for the joy of maybe keeping you out of, like, the wild card.
Well,
and now, instead of having, like, the easy cruise ride,
yeah.
they're going to have to battle now.
Right.
And then they're going to blow what's going to happen with Luis Hill. They're going to blow his arm out because he's too tired. Like, you know, oh, we need you for the down stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't pitched that this amount, what, at least 2.5, 3 years. That has something to do with it.
Yes, of course.
Like, they don't really have a closer. They have no closer. They got, it's a one-man show with Aaron Judge. And, you know, Juan Soto, okay, don't pitch to him. Walk him. Give him the Barry Bond treatment. I'll walk you with the bases loaded. You can't hurt me in certain situations. Like, go ahead.
Mike.
You get the respect. Put the bases loaded.
Well, here's an idea. And I know this is an outside-the-box idea. I totally understand it. But you know what? You tell me if you like this idea, okay? You've got Luis Hill, who is already in uncharted territory, right? You've got Clay Holmes, who has shown repeatedly that I mean, over the past couple, he's been trash. So Luis Hill, a four-seamer, a changeup, a slider in 2024. He's got three pitches, okay? Four-seamer, changeup, slider. What about Luis Hill as the closer? Because it would rectify the innings limit issue. Because he wouldn't even be pitching every single day. It would elongate his wearability throughout the rest of the season. And I don't know. Why not? I'm trying to think of reasons why not. Like, does he have the stuff to put away guys? Probably not. That's probably the only thing. But the expected batting average on his four-seamer so far this year is 173. On the changeup, it's 181. On the slider, it's 133. Is it worth a shot? I think it is. Luis Hill, the closer. Forget Luis Hill, the starter. How about Luis Hill, the closer? What do you think? 888-808-1019. We go to Ken in Queens. What's up, Ken?
Boy, Danielle, I've never seen you so upset over your favorite team that you love and root for all these years. Boy, I can't believe it.
Oh, the Mets or the Yankees? Which one is that? They both did really bad tonight.
Yeah, you're a Yankee fan. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I am? I don't know you. How do you know that, Ken?
What?
I don't know you. How do you know that?
You don't want to say what kind of fan you are. Every host on the show tells, I'm a Yankee fan, I'm a Mets fan. What is it, a secret, a big secret with you? Come on, I know you're a Giants fan. You go to the games with your dad.
Well, I go to Jet games too, and I go to Jet games too. I went to the Jets. I went to the Jets in Indianapolis on Thursday Night Football. Okay? Ken, you want to know the answer? Do you really want
to
know the answer?
Why are you
afraid to miss that? Ken, do you want to really know the answer to that question? Because I could tell you. Yes or no?
No, I don't really want to know.
Okay, well,
anyway,
I won't tell you.
The Yankees have no heart.
Kind of, you know what, Ken? What kind of question is that? You know what? You're done. You are so done. The Yankees are soft. What fair to you? No, I'm not saying it, Ken. You're not getting it out of me. I mean, that's a. You know what? I'm glad I cut you off there, Ken. That's a silly call. It's a clown call, bro. Try again. Try again with something else. I don't know if you're trying to be funny there or what, but the real reason, because you didn't want to know, the real reason, I'll tell you anyway, is if I sit here, first of all, when I first started, someone told me, don't say you are a fan of blank and blank. And when I first started, it was the middle of the night. I started talking about fandom, which doesn't really belong on a radio, but I was new and green, and that's what I did, and that's still what some people do. I said, I'm a fan of X team. I got an email the next morning from that person that said, you really shouldn't be doing that. Done. That was the last time, first of all. Second of all, there is a faction of people that turn onto this radio, hear that I'm a female, and turn it right off and say, she doesn't know what she's talking about. So now, if I say I'm a fan of Team X and you're a fan of Team Y, then that's strike two, right? To use a baseball reference. She's a woman. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And she's not a fan of my team, so she definitely doesn't know what she's talking about. Radio goes off. when that's not the type of show that I run. This is not a fandom show, if you haven't noticed. And the reason why I start with the Yankees oftentimes is because I follow Yankee games oftentimes. I've tried to push the Mets at three different junctures tonight. Not one single call about the Mets. Okay? So don't put me in any sort of box, sir. I'm not having it. Ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Sorry. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We go to Ralph in New Haven. What's up, Ralph?
Hi, it's Ralph New Haven. They think I'm Bryce Harper's father because I stick up for him all the time against Judge. C-Mac always breaks him on me. I have an opinion on both Boone and Cashman. I think both need to take a hit. Now, Boone, don't get me wrong, he comes from a coaching family.
Right.
But he never really coached.
Right.
You know, I mean, actually, ironically, Bob Boone was a catcher for I'm a diehard Phillies fan, so he came from there. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Boone. But the Cashman, I totally agree with the moves. Rodan was, to me, a biggest mistake, and now he's like an anchor.
Yes.
Personally, I don't think he's a fourth starter on any team right now. You know, and you can't put him in the bullpen paying that much money.
Of course not.
You know,
they're stuck with him. So, they're stuck with that albatross of a contract.
And Stanton, as much as you want to say Stanton, but he has not lived up to his contract either. And that Cashman got to take a hit on that. I hate to say it. Now, I'll just use one hypothetical I want to say before I get off, but it involves the Mets. And personally, I think they let the good coach get away, and he coaches the Phillies now, because Thompson was a bench coach for the Yankees for years.
Yeah.
And we weren't supposed to beat the Braves 2 years in a row. Don't get me wrong. I thought we should have won it last year. I think we choked. But I love Thompson. I think he's a good coach. I think he gets a lot of his players. I think there's coaches that can coach with talent, and I think there's coaches that can get a lot out of their players.
Right.
Now, my hypothetical is, I think the Mets coach is a hell of a coach.
I agree with you. Right? Yep. I was very happy when they announced Carlos Mendoza as their manager.
I think he's been even keel.
Yep.
My hypothetical is, now let's just take the Yankees and Mets name off it. If you took the Met coach and he was coaching the Yankees, I think he might get a lot more out of the Yankees. I'm just saying that. But if you took Boone and put him on the Mets, I guarantee that ship would be sinking right now. That's just my own opinion.
Yeah.
That's my own opinion. I want to put it out there and see what the Met and Yankee fans think about that.
I mean, you can put it out there, Ralph. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's a fair comparison because, like I've been urging all along, I mean, the Mets have, right as of right now, a better core of leaders than the Yankees do inside the clubhouse. And, you know, I know Mendoza was even keeled throughout all of it. Totally, definitely, yes. But Boone's pretty even keeled as well. And he even said it. He said it as much after the game. He said he doesn't get too high or too low on purpose. So even keeled, I think it's a draw. But for me, that turnaround happened not because of some purple dude, mascot, whatever. That turnaround happened because of Jorge Lopez and what he said and then how the clubhouse responded. Now, instead, you got a bunch of Yankees making excuses for their poor play. There's the difference. I need to see a little bit more accountability from the players even on this Yankees team. Because that's what the Mets did.